From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. preparing to expand its fight against the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter emerged from meetings with Iraqi officials in Baghdad Wednesday, including Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, offering to accelerate efforts to defeat the Islamic State, which occupies large parts of the country, including the contested provincial capital, Ramadi.
I had a very productive meeting with Prime Minister Abadi, and also separately a meeting with the defense minister, discussed with them the desire of the United States and its other coalition partners to accelerate progress, the kind of progress that the Iraqi forces are exhibiting in Ramadi.
He said he told the Iraqi officials it's important to recapture Ramadi, then retake the northern city of Mosul. Meanwhile, the U.S. military announces withdrawing a dozen fighter jets from Turkey. The warplanes conducted airstrikes in both Syria and Iraq. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday warned Burundi is on the brink of civil war that could threaten the region.
What we have seen over the past few days is chilling. I have asked Mr. Jamal Ben-Omar, my special advisor, to go to the region before the end of this week to speak to the African Union, the countries in the region, and of course, the government of Burundi. An inclusive political dialogue is needed urgently. We must do all we can to prevent the mass violence and act decisively should it erupt.
The UN chief suggested a peacekeeping force may be necessary to quell violence that erupted in April following news that President Pierre Nkurunziza would seek a controversial third term. This is VOA News. The U.S. Central Bank Wednesday boosted its benchmark interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade, a decision that immediately increased borrowing costs for businesses and consumers and could have an impact throughout the world economy. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, said it was time for such action.
Were the FOMC to delay the start of policy normalization for too long, we would likely end up having to tighten policy relatively abruptly at some point to keep the economy from overheating and inflation from significantly overshooting our objective. Such an abrupt tightening could increase the risk of pushing the economy into recession.
Fed policymakers increased the key rate by a quarter of a percentage point, pushing it up from near zero due to improving economic conditions. But Yellen cautioned more rate hikes are possible in 2016. The U.S. Embassy in Abuja has called on Nigerian officials to investigate weekend clashes between troops and a Shia Muslim group that reportedly left dozens, perhaps hundreds, dead. It said the government should quickly, credibly, and transparently investigate these events and hold to account any individuals found to have committed crimes. The army accused members of the Islamic Movement for Nigeria of sparking clashes, blocking a highway in the city of Zaria to an army convoy, and trying to assassinate the army chief of staff. Sect members deny the charges. The military has taken the group's leader, Ibrahim Zakzaki, and his wife into custody. The Obama administration has informed Congress of a nearly $2 billion arms sale package for Taiwan. It includes two naval frigates, anti-tank missiles, and amphibious assault vehicles. A U.S. spokesman said the deal is consistent with the U.S. commitment to help maintain Taiwan's defense. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
Today's notification is consistent with the Taiwan Relations Act and U.S. support for Taiwan's ability to maintain a sufficient self-defense capability. I would hasten to add that there has been no change to our longstanding One China policy that's based on the three joint communiques and the Taiwan Relations Act.
China, which regards Taiwan as part of its territory, summoned the U.S. charge d'affaires to lodge a protest saying the sale should be canceled in order to avoid harming bilateral relations. National and regional leaders in Somalia have ended 3 days of talks on elections next year. They decided to dissolve the government next September. Members of parliament and the president, Hassan Sheikh Mohamed, would be allowed to seek re-election. They also decided the election will be conducted using both a district and clan process. They'll meet again next month. Ukraine says it will suspend trade with Russian-occupied Crimea by mid-January. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk saying Wednesday the ban will begin in 30 days and affect everything but humanitarian aid. Last year's annexation of Crimea by Russia plunged relations between Kiev and Moscow into crisis. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.